Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you as we head towards week 5 of the NFL season. Buck, does that sound, weird that we're already sitting here at week number 5?
It happens fast, DJ. It happens fast that we're already at the quarter pole. And, you know, the way we had the abbreviated preseason, teams were treating the first 4 games like a bit of a preseason buildup, even though it's the regular season. Well, now teams know their identity. Coaches know the personnel and the schemes that best fit the personnel. So we should start seeing better and more consistent football going forward because we're done with all the play stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. We are here in a big week 5. We're going to hit on a couple things today. We're going to talk about a couple year 3 players that were top 5 picks that were a little disappointing for different reasons and how things have turned around for them. So we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about this Cowboys defense and what they've been able to do, the success that they're having, propelling them to wins even without their starting quarterback. And then we're going to touch on at the end here a little look at Kenny Pickett, what he did here in his first start, as well as a college football game that I promise you you're not going to think is at the front of your mind here. But we're going to place it there by the end of the show. So let's start off here, Buck. Year 3 guys, top 5 picks. Jeff Okuda, 3rd pick overall out of Ohio State, corner, goes to the Detroit Lions. Andrew Thomas, 4th overall pick. He goes to the New York Giants in a tackle-rich draft. They had their choice. They went with Andrew Thomas. Both struggled for different reasons. Let's start with Okuda. Has the injury, misses time. Now he's back, and I think that you're seeing – some good things from him with this Lions defense. A defense that's not great, but he's one of those bright spots for him.
He definitely is one of the bright spots. And one of the reasons he's a bright spot is because he is a lockdown corner. And I know we use that term loosely when we talk about cornerbacks on the perimeter, but he locks people down because he's a travel corner, meaning he travels from one side of the field to the other to match up with a particular wide receiver. First 3 weeks in particular, he was outstanding, dealing with the likes of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Justin Jefferson. Didn't let those guys breathe. Terry McLaurin also had a great game against him. And what I like about Okuda is he's now playing like the guy that we saw at Ohio State, meaning very solid technician, very good when it came to being aggressive at the line of scrimmage, outstanding tackler on the edge, very competitive. When he was coming out of college, I kind of compared him to Stephon Gilmore in terms of, I don't know if he's an A-level athlete, but with all the technique and the tips and tools that he brings to the field, he's going to play at a high level. He is now beginning to apply all of the kind of tricks of the trade that he's learned along the way. He's putting those things into practice. And as a result, he's playing really good football for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, it's interesting looking in at the tape. You mentioned the numbers there. Week four was not a good one. DK Metcalf got him a couple times in that game, which is understandable. It's one of the best in the business. But when I watched it, I thought it was still a tale of two guys. You get him up there in press where he's physical, and you want to try and run vertical with him. You want to try and run crossers. He can kind of stay on your hip, stay in phase, and make plays on the ball down the field. When he's an off and he's going to see some whip routes and some change of direction routes, he's going to struggle a little bit. Just because he's still a little bit tight, and that shows up in his play. So to me, it's about operating instructions, as we always talk about, knowing how to use these guys. Yeah. Watching him, I got a little bit of like a Nnamdi Asamoah vibe, where you put him in press, let him bang at the line of scrimmage, and then use your size and length down the field. He's a good tackler, as you mentioned. But in off coverage, I still think there are some issues there against certain types of receivers. I think will give him some fits. So he's not a perfect player by any stretch, but to have the injury that he had, then to come back and to play as well as he has, I think it's a great sign for the Lions. And I think this is a good sign for their coaching staff, and that they're figuring out where to put players where they can be successful, because there's nothing worse than having a specific skill set that's not utilized. They're using what this guy does best.
No, DJ, that's a great point, because a lot of what we talk about in the scouting process is one thing to evaluate the player and to suggest to the coaching staff, this is how the player should be used, as you refer to it, operating instructions. It's another thing for the coach to be in lockstep with the personnel staff and say, yeah, we're going to take him and we're going to make sure that we put him in a defense, in a scheme, playing a role that best suits his talents. One of the reasons why Jeffrey Okuda could struggle in off coverage is because I talk about the athleticism. Well, when you're not a great athlete, more space gives the wide receiver two-way releases. You have to be on top of it, your footwork, your break, your drive, and all those things. Whereas when you're nose to nose, and now because of the game, can I win within a 3-yard box? If I get my hands on him early, I disrupt the rhythm of the route. The quarterback doesn't go my way. And so for Okuda, who did that day in, day out at Ohio State, he understands how to play press coverage. Off is going to be a little more difficult for him because he doesn't have the experience doing it. Doesn't mean that he can't be a solid player. It just means that when you look at his game, you look at his tools, and you look at, I guess, the overall talent, he is better suited to play press coverage, and that's why the Lions should keep him in press as much as possible.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned the names a minute ago here. Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, then DK Metcalf last week. He's seen a bunch of real dudes, so good sign there for the Lions in their defense. They have some young pieces in place. You think about Aiden Hutchinson up front, what he's going to develop into. Now you've got Okuda, some other nice pieces there as well. Okay, this next one's fascinating to me. I'm not going to get into PFF graded offensive linemen. That's a whole nother discussion for a whole nother day. I'm not going to buy into the fact that Andrew Thomas is the best left tackle in the NFL right now, but I will buy into the fact he's playing much better in year number three here for the Giants. This is a fourth overall pick. Remember that draft? It was you had Wirfs, who's been to a Super Bowl and established himself as one of the best right tackles in the NFL. You had Becton, who's been hurt now 2 years in a row with the Jets. And then you had Jedrick Wills, who's been the left tackle, the mainstay there for the Cleveland Browns. At the time where they were picking and where they were picking, I thought, man, Andrew Thomas would have been behind those other three guys for me. I will readily admit he is playing. He is getting better. He is playing better. I thought he was a high floor player. And I think when you look at him now, he's showing he's got a little bit more upside. I do think when you dig into the tape, though, Buck, you'll see that they've done a nice job with Brian Daboll of helping their guys out. How are they doing that? They're getting on guys. They're quick setting players. There's a lot of RPOs where you create some doubt and hesitancy in the pass rush. And just doing some really good things with getting the ball out of Daniel Jones' hands when you can. They're leaky on the other side. It's not a great offensive line. But overall, all in all, absolutely he's better. He's playing with much better balance and patience.
Now, it's funny that you bring up this point about the Giants, because one of the other things they're doing, DJ, you can't tell, but they're subtly using a lot of unbalanced line to protect their offensive tackles, meaning they're putting three tight ends beside the tackle. So now you have a five-man, sometimes a six-man surface on that side. And when you're running the ball that way, they now change the gaps and they change how you have to align to that formation. And so they're able to use body help by using some of these creative formations to protect their tackles. By all accounts, Andrew Thomas has played really, really well. He has been exactly what they wanted as a franchise tackle in their system. He has exceeded, I would say, our expectations based on the way we compared him to others in the class. So, yeah, if you're a Giants fan, you're excited because you look back, your former number two overall pick, Saquon Barkley, is playing like that. Andrew Thomas is certainly playing like the fourth overall pick in the draft. If you can get some of these other guys that were taken high to play up to their draft status, then you talk about a 3-1 Giants team going from potentially good to great because they have all their players playing really well. But Thomas is one of the guys that's playing well.
It's interesting, you know, when you watch the cut-ups, one of the things I wanted to do and getting ready to talk about him was I'm going to watch all his pass sets. So you watch all his pass protection reps, and I'm like, holy, we're calling this a pass rep. Like, it's literally RPO. So there, it's pass on the right side. It's run on the left. He's driving off the ball and blocking run as Daniel Jones pulls the ball out and whiffs the ball out to the right side. So, look, it's a sign of where the league is headed with the RPO game. And I do think, as we've seen more quality defensive linemen than quality offensive linemen enter the league in the last, I don't know, 10 years, this is the great equalizer, the RPO game, man. It is a great way to help your guys out.
Yeah, great way. It's no different than using bootlegs, like full flow bootleg passes, naked passes, things that are staples of the Shanahan system, because before running on the front side allows you to really minimize the amount of time that your offensive line has to be in true pass protection. And so as we're thinking about this offense, the New York Giants offense in particular, they're very creative. I think they deserve a standing ovation for what they've been able to do with the talent that they've been given. They don't have any premier wide receivers. They have one running back in Saquon Barkley. The quarterback has been up and down, but they found a way to utilize his athleticism. Yet here they sit at 3-1, and they've done it behind, I would say, a hodgepodge offensive line that isn't necessarily great. They just have one great piece, and we talked about that piece in Andrew Thomas.
No doubt. If you want to watch these Giants play, you can tune into NFL Network live from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Again, that's Giants Packers live on NFL Network, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. So 6:30 in the morning, West Coast, we've got football. Nothing better than that. All right, we're going to be right back after this. We're going to take a deep dive on a team that's doing something a little unique after the break. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, let's get to Bucking the Trend here. I love this new segment we've got here, Bucking the Trend. We're looking for something that's a little different here, Buck. You've been doing your homework, you've dug in on this, and you've come away with something that America's team is doing. What are they doing well on the defensive side of the ball there with the Cowboys?
Oh, well, they brought the doomsday defense back. I will say this. As a kid, I used to like the Dallas Cowboys. I used to like the Dallas Cowboys because I thought they had flashy uniforms, and their defense had a nice nickname. And so they were the doomsday defense for most of the 70s, because they were able to really wreck shop. And you think about that decade. That decade, they went to five Super Bowls. Five Super Bowls, the defense led the way. Well, now when I look at this version of the Cowboys defense, I think they have the foundation to be a championship team for a long time. You think about Michael Parsons and the guys up front that he's working with. Doris Armstrong, DeMarcus Lawrence. You think about even a Dante Fowler coming in to give them a little juice off the edge, throwing an Anthony Barr. They now have enough pieces to allow Dan Quinn to be able to really come after people. But then in the back end, Trayvon Diggs. Saw Trayvon Diggs have 11 interceptions a year ago. He has gotten better as a cover corner this year. More discipline, more patience, not as risky, but he will make the plays that are there to be made. And so when I look at this defense, because they can play good coverage in the back end and because they can rush the passer, they're able to play without their franchise quarterback, because they're putting all of the weight on the backs of the defense. I love what they're doing, and I love how Dan Quinn has really dialed up the aggression, because he knows he has better personnel at the point of attack. That's why they're able to get after folks.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the numbers on it, looking at some of the blitz stuff, like the team that's blitzed more than anybody else in the league shouldn't be a shock. It's the Detroit Lions. And some teams blitz because they can, because they feel confident in what they have in the back end. Other teams blitz because they need to help supplement their rush. And then you get guys that have a defense coordinator just flat out aggressive and wants to come after you. So that's 42.3% for the Lions, most in the league. The Cowboys are at 23%. So they're kind of down there in the bottom third in terms of blitzing. But they're second in sacks, Buck, with 15. They're fifth in pressure percentage, 31.8. So their guys are winning. And I think you see it right there with Micah Parsons. He allows you to rush for, because he's going to win every single time. And you can move him around if you want to. Find that matchup that you like. He's going to be able to take advantage of it. The other thing I would note here on their defense, one of the numbers I love looking at, this is, again, through Next Gen Stats, they're 10th in the league in average yards after catch. So when you find a team that can rush the passer, They don't necessarily have to bring pressure. Mm-hmm. And you get a team that tackles well in space. That's how you win football games, man. That's how you negate big plays as well.
Yeah, it's funny that you talk about negating big plays. Let's go all the way back to all the great coaches that we've ever heard in the National Football League. They all say the same thing. Vince Lombardi, Don Shula, Chuck Knoll. They all talk about the game being very simple at its core. It's about blocking and tackling. And one of the things that the Cowboys are doing, they're great tacklers in space. And so when you're able to rush four, win your one-on-one matchups, force the ball to come out early against max coverage, you rally and tackle, and that's your calling card, and you're doing a great job of tackling, you force opponents to drive the length of the field. The odds now are your favor that a team can't go 8, 9, 10 plays without messing it up. The Cowboys have been able to do it, and as they do it, their guys are buying into the approach. And so all things are going really, really well in Big D because defense is balling.
Yeah, the other thing I would add here as we kind of wrap this up on the Cowboys, I don't know if they have a mark out there. We always talk about where's Waldo, you know, who's the guy you want to go after in the pass game, who's somebody you want to force in the run game to make plays. I was talking to Orlovsky on the phone about this the other day, and, you know, look, if you're creating a game plan, it's pretty simple. When you watch these games every week, everybody has a corner that doesn't tackle well, and everybody has a linebacker who doesn't cover well. So the great play callers are trying to figure out how do we force that corner in run support to have to make a tackle, and how do we force that linebacker in coverage to have to cover one of our more athletic guys. You can manipulate that by formation and play call. When I look at this Dallas Cowboys defense, I don't see an obvious mark in terms of that. I think, you know, Trayvon Diggs got a little bit of a knockout. He doesn't like to tackle. He's fine. He gets guys on the ground. He's not gonna knock your head off, but he is he's a functional tackler.
Yeah, he's a functional tackle. And here's the one thing that I've also learned and just being around the league and watching the league. Peer pressure matters. DJ, guys don't like to be called out in meetings, particularly by their teammates. And so if you're creating a culture where you expect everybody on the field to tackle, well, the one thing that you don't want to do is be the guy that's singled out on tape for not running to the ball or not necessarily throwing it up in there when you have a chance to make a tackle. And so I'm a believer that some of the toughness can be coached. If you have a tough-minded team and a coach that demands toughness on the perimeter, particularly by tackling in space, yeah, you can have a team full of not necessarily hitters, but good tacklers. And tackling well is essential to being able to play great defense in this league.
Last question before we move on. You could start a defense for the next decade with one player. Is it Micah Parsons? I mean, is it case closed? There's no debate. Is it just him?
Well, I think so now, DJ, because I think what he does is he gives you a two-for-one player, meaning on one play, he can rush the pass. So the next play, you see him running down the seam with a wide receiver. I mean, he's a unicorn. And I know we throw that term out there. DJ, like when you really go back now and you look at him and you go back and look at what he did at Penn State, it's kind of crazy outside of the quote-unquote character concerns. It's kind of crazy we didn't talk about him more leading up to the draft. This dude is a freak show when it comes to being able to do the things that he does defensively. So yes, he's my pick. If I'm going to have a defender that I can build around for the next decade, give me Micah Parsons because I can do so many different things with him and he will help mask some of the deficiencies that I might have with my other defenders on the field.
Yeah, you give me Micah Parsons in the front seven, I'll take Derwin James in the back half there and you can rock and roll. Two guys that bring energy too, something that we always preach here on the show. Not only talent, but plenty of energy as well. The NFL family has come together to support Hurricane Ian's recovery efforts in Florida. Visit NFL.com/auction to bid on authentic and game-worn items to support the American Red Cross's Hurricane Ian relief efforts. You can also visit www.redcross.org/NFL or text the word Ian to 90999 to make a $10 donation to help those in need.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kenny Pickett, Buck, he's the new quarterback, the new starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We saw him last week in action coming in relief of Mitch Trubisky against the Jets. Let's get to what you saw from that one, and then we'll forecast ahead here. They play the Bills. What can we expect in his first start?
I'll say the number one thing that is most impressive about Kenny Pickett is his confidence. Like, DJ, it's one of those words that we don't utilize enough when we're talking about prospects and players in the league. Does your guy play with supreme confidence? And every time that Kenny Pickett is on the field, he's a supremely confident player, and I think his teammates feed off of that. Going back to the preseason when I had a chance to watch him versus the Jaguars, came in the game where the offense was struggling. He immediately drives them right down the field, and he looked like he'd been on the field for 10 years. So then I turn on the game, and I'm watching him play against the Jets. Same thing. Jumps in, no fear, no hesitancy, lets the ball go. People will point out those three interceptions. I will say this. I don't know if any of those were really Kenny Pickett's fault when it comes down to it. Had a Hail Mary, tip passes, those things. I love how he plays. And I think he talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers being viewed as an underdog, but he was like, no, we're not an underdog. Pittsburgh, we're never an underdog. I just think this swag, this confidence is different than any other quarterback that they had in the quarterback room. And this team is desperate for a leader. He's a leader. We'll figure out the other stuff, the best way to play with him. But there's something about having an alpha in the huddle that inspires the team to play at a higher level. He has that. And I think we'll see a better performance from the Pittsburgh Steelers offense with him under center.
We talk about how do you help a quarterback. And we mention this all the time. We talk about the three P's, right? You got the play caller, you got the playmakers, you got the protection. When I watched Kenny Pickett, Buck, I came away with the three T's. I saw timing, I saw touch, and I saw toughness. And let's work backwards here. Let's start with the toughness. We saw the play on there. There's a throw where Quinnen Williams comes scot-free right up the middle. He hangs in the pocket, takes his medicine, and delivers a strike down the seam. I believe it was to Freiermuth. There were a couple times in that game where he showed his ability to hang in there and make big-time throws. The touch throws, he's got a natural feel for touching the ball up down the field. Just a real, real nice feel on layer throws, which you either have that feel or you don't. He's got it. And then the timing, to me, RPOs can be a big part of what they're doing. He's got real good feel on that, rhythm timing. He's good with his ball handling. Those are the things you're going to build this offense around. They're not good up front right now, and he's going to have some hiccups because of that. He's going to get a lot of pressure, which is probably going to lead to some turnovers. But you're right. Those three picks last year, two of them hit his receivers in the hands. They didn't finish. And the third one was a Hail Mary throw that one out. So all in all, I thought had to be encouraged what you saw there with Kenny Pickett last week. What do you expect this week going up against Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills defense?
A tough assignment. It's a tough assignment because the Buffalo Bills defense is outstanding. It's outstanding because it's a team defense that doesn't necessarily rely on a star to make the plays. They have star caliber players, but this is a defense that's very disciplined. They pay very close attention to detail, and they will make the game muddy for the quarterback because they're going to be at the spot where they're supposed to be, and they're going to dare the quarterback to show the discipline to take the check down when the check down is there, as opposed to forcing it up the field. Because if you force the ball up the field against this defense, they're going to take it away. So this would be a challenge for Kenny Pickett. Can he execute the play but find the second and third option in every concept and get the ball to them when the defense wins on those vertical routes?
Yeah, I'm going to say get the ball out quick, and then use your legs. Get on the move a little bit. Don't settle in that pocket against this group. They got a deep pass-rushing arsenal they can throw at you. Don't make that a sitting duck back there with Kenny Pickett. Continue with these RPOs. You mentioned take those checkdowns. Don't get greedy. Don't push the ball vertically if it's not there. You get some opportunities, you take them. But to me, it's about getting the ball out of your hand as quick as you can this week, because their guys blocking are not as good as the guys that are rushing them this week. It's a mismatch. So we'll see how they hold it together. I mentioned, Buck, we were going to talk about a college game that maybe people weren't focusing on. We're going to go ahead and focus on it, though. We've got James Madison, JMU, against Arkansas State, and that is going to be on NFL Network. It's going to be 7 Eastern, only on NFL Network. And JMU, unfortunately, I got a chance to see them a little bit this year, working against my Mountaineers at App State, Buck. They got us. They got us, and they got us behind their quarterback in Todd Sentio. He's got 11 touchdowns. He's got one pick. He's got a couple rushing touchdowns. I do play in a college fantasy league, believe it or not, and this guy is my he's my quarterback. So I think I even played him against my alma mater. That's got to break some kind of rule, I think.
Oh wow, yeah, that violates the code. You're never supposed to play your fantasy team players against your team, one that you have an affinity for. You can't do that. The football guys wouldn't reward you for that. So maybe that's why JMU were able to win. You can't do that. But this kid is outstanding, and this is an outstanding program. When you look at JMU and where they've been the last few years, they're always in the conversation, always in the hunt, and so I am not surprised. We've seen pros come out of this program. He might be the next Duke to have an opportunity to go to the National Football League.
Yeah, and as it is, you know, where we are in college football right now, this is his third stop, Colorado State, Temple, 39 games between those two schools, and doing a nice job there, as you mentioned, with one of the more underrated programs in college football. James Madison's always won. Whatever level they've been at, they've won. They've been consistent. Not a surprise to see them step up to Division I and get rolling there. So be on the lookout for that game. That is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
Well, look, if you're going to be on the lookout for that, make sure you're paying attention to NFL Plus. It is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus today. Make sure you get that NFL Plus. Make sure you tune in. You can hear me and DJ on the radio calls. DJ for the Chargers.
Yes.
How about that? You like that? Little ad.
That's a fantastic read right there.
How about that?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Bring us home, Buck. Bring us home.
I don't
land the plane.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you home, DJ. I don't have anything else to do because I'm just gonna peruse my NFL Plus app because I don't have any baseball to watch for like another week or so. So I'm just gonna try and see what I can find to entertain me until the Dodgers play, because they're in the winner's circle, so they don't get a chance to play right now. But next week, you guys will be able to hear me get excited about the Dodgers and whoever's remaining when it comes to it.
I've got that stupid Meet the Mets song stuck in my head right now with my Padres going out to New York to play the Mets. So we'll see what happens. But, man, Dodgers, if we get Dodgers-Padres, this will be the third Move the Sticks classic of the year. I'm 0-2. 0-2. So,
yeah, I don't like that. Well, I don't like that. I'm going to be honest. I would much rather see my man come out with the killer music coming out of the bullpen. The little marathon. I like that. Yeah, whatever that is that they're playing. I like it. I dig it. El Duque. I want whatever my man's name is. I want that. What's his name, DJ? What's his name?
I think it's Trumpet.
What's my guy's name?
Oh, Edwin Diaz is the closer. Edwin Diaz is the closer. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see him. I like
hope
that.
I hope I don't hear that stupid song. If I hear that stupid song, my Padres are going to be out. So I hope I don't hear that thing all week.
Come on. You got the best team money can buy. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Stop. Just land the plane, Buck. Just end my misery. Thanks for listening to Move the Six.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.